I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
Indeed we are.
Yes.
And today we've got quite a lot to discuss.
Yeah, we have.
Do you want to introduce today's topic?
Yeah, why not? So a few days ago, Nintendo dropped their new... I guess it wasn't really a Nintendo Direct, it was more of a proper presentation regarding the Nintendo Switch, which is coming out... Soon, really surprisingly soon. It's coming out March the 3rd, which I was quite surprised at. I thought that was going to be a sort of mid-year to late-year release. But no, you can have one soon if you want it.
So they did their sort of streamed their presentation from Japan.
Yep.
And then a bunch of journalists had hands-on in, I think, three cities.
Yeah, yeah.
New York, London, and somewhere else.
So, I'm not actually sure. I didn't really follow that part of it. I just, I've only seen the presentation, but quite recently, so it's all fresh in my memory.
Yeah, it's just some of the people I follow on Twitter were going, I'm here, and this is it, and that sort of thing. So, overall impressions?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was more interested in it than I was before I watched the presentation. Like, I wasn't one of the people who sort of stayed up till 4 o'clock and to watch the. I know a couple of people who did, and I thought, well, just wait till the morning, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that important that you have this information sort of immediately, but yeah, I've watched it now, and it's an interesting looking console. I mean, I don't know if they sort of. Gave us much more information than what we'd already seen, apart from, you know, what's going to be coming out on it, and a bit more about the multiplayer and online capabilities. But yeah, it's kind of an interesting looking thing, and I'll be interested to see what they do with it.
I wasn't that excited with the first reveal, which unfortunately for them came out the same day as Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah,
so I was way more excited about that. But I have to say, I'm slightly more interested now than I was. And that's in spite of the pretty poor game lineup launch.
Okay.
Lineup.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I'd call it a small game lineup, not necessarily a poor one. I'm always excited for a new Mario game, and I'm usually excited for a new Zelda game, although not as excited. But the new Zelda looks really good. That trailer that they played, I want to play that immediately.
But you can play that on Wii U.
You can, so I will be able to play it at launch. I'm probably not going to buy a Switch at launch, but
exactly.
I'm definitely going to pick up Breath of the Wild.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, so what did we learn that was new? I mean, well, I think the thing that really excited me was the sort of feedback rumble thing that they've got going on.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, so I was really excited about that and the sensors and stuff like that. So, I wasn't so keen. I'm not really a mobile gamer anymore. I don't commute. I work from home. So there's not that much movement in my
absolutely.
Life unless I go for a run or go to a dance class or something. And then you're not playing a Game Boy.
No, exactly.
So it's not really part of my gaming life. So I wasn't so excited about the thing you can take apart and take to parties and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the fact that, well, as far as they were trying to tell us, you could feel sort of ice dropping into a glass and all the possibilities that could give devs was quite exciting.
I wonder how
some cool stuff from that.
Yeah, I wonder how accurate it is. I wonder how much you could actually do with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Basically, I want to feel it. I want to feel it for myself. I want to know what's that like. I was quite excited by that because that would be really cool if it is exactly how they say you can feel.
I wasn't sold on them today. They started with the ice cube thing, and then they were like, oh, you can also tell if it's two ice cubes, and then the third one was you
then
can
pouring the water in
and
stuff.
Okay, so does it get heavier then? How else would you...
it's like how would it do that? But it did. I thought that was quite exciting. And I suppose, yeah, it's like just another element of immersion, isn't it? That if you know, if you another sort of string to the sort of VR, AR kind of, you know, that sort of sensory thing that we're all going for now. So I thought that was cool. And then the sensor thing with the rock, paper, scissors. That was quite cool as well. I mean, obviously, I don't want to play rock, paper, scissors on my Switch, especially not for £280. But, you know, there are things that might, you know, interesting uses.
Absolutely. In addition to sort of small other games, for example, if you were playing. Well, they wouldn't do this for FIFA because they just use a coin toss for FIFA. But if you wanted to decide who wanted to go first in a asymmetrical or turn-based game, you could do it by rock, paper, scissors, which would be quite interesting.
Yeah, also interacting with characters or something, you know,
Yeah.
sort of waving them at them also. I don't know, you know, whatever
Yeah.
it might be. I don't know,
Like.
there are sort of more ingenious game developers than I
Yeah.
that will come up with something cool.
I mean, it's kind of the thing that Nintendo always do where they kind of. Just put a couple of extra things on everything and just it's kind of a throws everything at the wall and see what sticks approach. Where I don't know if people will get much use out of the infrared sensor, but
No.
if they don't and it turns out to be just a gimmick for one or two games, fine. If they find really cool uses for it, even better. It doesn't really matter that it's there or not.
Yeah.
I was
What?
interested in the so they're doing a this time around they're going for a paid multiplayer subscription thing, which is unusual for Nintendo. Historically, they've not had the best online support for any of their consoles, and I think even up to the Wii U and the 3DS, it's not been phenomenal. I can't remember if 3DS has download versions of everything. I don't think it does, actually. I think there are some cart-only games, but I'm interested to see where they. What value they're going to add for a paid subscription, and what they've got at the moment is it's going to be one game per month, and it's going to be sort of an old virtual console retro game, like maybe a Super Nintendo game or something. But unlike the sort of PS4 and Xbox offerings, you only get to keep that game for the month, which at first that sounded like not very good value. But I was reading Frank Cifaldi on Twitter. He's into video game archiving. He ran the Mega Man Legacy Collection, and he's all about preserving old games. He brought up the point that if you release loads of sort of ROMs, basically what is what they are, emulated ROMs of old games for cheap prices. People just download them and it kind of devalues them. But if there is a month where you have one game that everyone has and everyone is playing, then there's going to be more community around it and there's going to be discussion of it and everybody's going to be getting into it and it kind of has more play value in if you do that. Especially because apparently the new emulator, the virtual console emulator supports net play even for old games. So there will be a multiplayer community around these games if, for example, they release the original Mario Kart for a month, which I thought was quite an interesting take on it. And I don't necessarily not trust Nintendo to take advantage of that, but it would be cool
No.
if they did.
Yeah. I think it just sounds like pretty poor value to me
Well, we'll
compared,
see.
because you're like, yeah, you're in a marketplace with, you know, well, yeah, Nintendo kind of fence themselves off into their own marketplace, really. So, yeah, we will see. I suppose, seeing as we're talking about value, we should talk about the price. What did you think of 280?
Is that the UK price? Because the presentation does not. Well, that's. Yeah, that. I heard it was that, but that seems very, very high, especially as it's $299 in the US. Yeah, not really. That's not a launch buy for me. I don't think I can justify that.
Oh yeah, especially I think PS4 is currently around 200 with like Uncharted.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
So
that's better value for the moment.
I think that price point could hurt them. I mean, obviously there'll be the Nintendo fans, and they do have like a very loyal fan base, who will go out and buy it for that and for Zelda and Mario. But Mario doesn't even have a date. Oh,
No,
does
it doesn't.
no, it doesn't even have a date, so it's not even a launch title. So I
Well,
mean,
I think they suggested sort of Q3, didn't they? So autumn, winter time.
yeah.
Yeah.
But for £280, you'd want to be able to play more than
Yeah.
one big title that is also available on the console that you've already got.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, I worry that the launch won't be fantastic, but you know,
No,
maybe come Christmas time it'll drop to, you know, 220, which was sort of the price point that I bought the Wii and the Wii U at. And there'll be more of a library there.
I suppose they need to get some games in there really that people want to play. And what was the other thing I was going to say? And I suppose Nintendo always do their trick of having low availability, which
Yeah.
helps drive demand.
Yeah, the NES Classic is the example of that at the moment, I think. You can't find one anywhere and everybody wants one. Yeah.
So, games.
Games, yeah, I mean it was basically what you'd expect for from Nintendo. Splatoon 2, which I mean
That's fun.
yeah,
I never played Splatoon, but I thought it looked really quite. I
it
thought
is
it looked really fun.
It is a
Kind of.
lot of fun. It's not something I invested a huge amount of time in, but
Okay.
it's the first person shooter that I it's not a first person, it's a third person shooter. It's the shooter I played online most that year, by sort of virtue of the fact that I don't really play shooters online. I did get quite a lot of fun out of that.
I quite liked the sort of irreverence of it, sort of
Yeah. It's
poke at the FPS.
yeah.
We can make it fun with splatting paint everywhere. Oh, that
Yeah.
was cool. I was a bit disappointed with what was shown. There weren't many third party devs
No,
present.
there
There
was
was
Atlas with
Bethesda.
the yeah. I wish people would stop trying to pretend Skyrim was making a comeback. I mean, Skyrim's not even that good. It's kind of just like the first big RPG that a lot of people played, so it got very popular for for a year. But if you go back and play it now, it hasn't aged well at all. It's really, it's really kind of clunky and bad
I
in
didn't
places.
like that. I think everybody knows
Yeah.
that. Everybody's bored of me saying I was bored of Skyrim about
Yeah.
2 hours in.
Oh, fair enough. I mean, I played a lot of Skyrim. I went all the way through, did everything I could, all the guild quests and visited all the areas. But yeah, when the
I preferred
definitive edition
Oblivion.
came out, yeah, I played a bit of Oblivion, but I
I
think
loved
at that point I
Oblivion.
was not really into Western RPGs at all, so I didn't get very far with it. But
But
yeah.
so Skyrim on Switch, okay.
Yeah, I mean it's not really a huge announcement, is it? It's
No, it's kind of underwhelming unless it's kind of a gateway to Bethesda bringing out something for Switch. I don't
which
know.
yeah, I think that was like even in the presentation that they gave, they were saying, "Oh, it's really good to finally be working with Nintendo," which sort of
Yeah,
promised that.
so maybe there'll be some
Yeah.
partnership thing that's beyond Skyrim, and this is what they're just kind of using as the launch pad type thing.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Although I can't really see Bethesda just making a game just for the
Just for
Switch. If
no,
they do
no.
it, it'll be either
Yeah.
you know, at the same time as they're doing it for the other consoles and PC,
Yeah,
or it's going to be
exclusive
ports of like
DLC or
yeah,
something. Yeah, I don't know.
or it's going to be ports of Fallout 3 or Fallout 4. You know, just.
Yeah, or maybe stuff like I
Yeah.
don't know. So Suda 51 was on there,
Yeah.
not saying very much at all.
Nope.
So he's doing stuff which wasn't really a surprise. EA stood
Yeah.
about for a bit.
Yeah, I'll admit I skipped forward for that section of the presentation. I thought, okay, they're going to talk about the new FIFA, and they did, and they were, yeah, not that interested.
It's nice to see that Rime is on the Switch, but it's on PS4 as well, so really looking forward to Rime and Minecraft. Yeah, okay, cool.
I think at this point, this is not going to be the release that finally gets me into Minecraft.
No. The one thing I did like the look of was the Project Octopath Traveler, that kind of pixel art JRPG from Square Enix.
Yeah.
I thought that looked really pretty.
Yeah, it really did. It looked. It kind of had a sort of diorama thing to it where they were kind of.
It was cool the way you kind of zoomed out of it. Yeah. I really liked the look of that. That was probably the thing I was most. I mean, obviously, Zelda. Mm-hmm. And I think what I did, I think the thing that tells most about this presentation is immediately afterwards, I went onto eBay to see how cheap it was to pick up a Wii U.
Yeah.
So that I could play Zelda.
Yeah. Like that it did look really, really good.
God, it looks beautiful.
It's a sort of cherry picked sizzle reel, and maybe the game in between will be not so good, I was really excited for Skyward Sword, and I did end up liking Skyward Sword, but there was a lot of in between stuff which wasn't as exciting as the trailers made it out to be, which, you know, it's always going to be the case.
That
trailer did a very good job of getting me excited for Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. And the Mario game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always going to want a new Mario game, and that one looks really...
That's quite a different Mario game, sort of open world sandbox Mario.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not sort of too open world. It did look like it still had the level structure.
Yeah.
But there was an interesting image which... Nintendo released, which sort of positioned it as a sequel to Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine, which were the kind of wider level ones, and as opposed to sequels to Galaxy and 3D Land and the 3D World, which were more enclosed and less open world and divided into a level structure. So it does seem like they're making it a spiritual successor to Mario 64 rather than, you know, 3D World and New Super Mario Brothers, which I'm kind of excited about, because Mario 64 will always be my favorite, my favorite 3D Mario game at any rate, and I've always wanted to play more of that.
I don't know if the sort of city bit it reminded me of the terrible Mario movie.
Yeah.
It was like Mario in New York kind of thing. Yeah. I know it's not New York, it's called something else. I can't remember what it's called.
I
was like, oh, it's kind of lost some of that magic with him just being in a real world setting. Went a bit Roger Rabbit kind of thing. But then there was like the really great bit where he was like skipping and two of the townspeople were sort of doing the rope for him. I was like, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that. And then it went all whimsy and
know,
he was bouncing through a forest and stuff like that. So it looks quite fun. It's just, what's the launch date? Come on. It's a bit late, I think. It would have been good to have Zelda and Mario at launch.
Yeah.
Especially because Zelda's on
Wii U as well. So I was going to say, it's going to be difficult to mark the Switch as a launch buy for people who already own a Wii U, but there's not that many people who do own a Wii U, so maybe it'll...
I suspect that the price of Wii U's is going to go up.
Yeah.
On eBay.
Just a little spike.
Yeah, I think
spike.
They'll hold their value now.
Yeah.
Because it'll be cheaper to do it that way. Mm-hmm. But, so... That's about. The other thing was the battery life.
They were quite vague about it, weren't they? They said, depending on the game, it's 2.5 to 6.5 hours. What that suggests to me is that it'll be 6.5 hours if you're idling on the main menu or whatever it is, and then 2.5 hours if you're playing Breath of the Wild.
So which isn't very long, really.
No, but.
You can't take it on a long plane flight or anything.
No. It's got a USB charger, so you could...
Yeah, I suppose that's quite good.
Yeah.
Planes are pretty connected now and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, you're going to have somewhere to plug your laptop into charge, so presumably you're going to be able to do that with the Switch as well.
Yeah. So the launch lineup is actually, at the moment, I don't know if it'll... is Skylanders, Just Dance. Oh yeah, 1-2 Switch.
Oh, 1-2 Switch looked quite interesting.
They stole from you.
Yeah, they did. If you want to know where they got the idea, just go back and read the blurb to our previous Switch podcast. I came up with that, and I will be getting my lawyers involved. yeah. But, that looked quite interesting.
Do you think that's a great idea?
Yeah, well, I really do, because when the Wii came out, one of the things that I ended up playing most with friends on it was the WarioWare game that came out at the time, which is, very short little mini games that anyone can sort of pick up the controller and play, which I felt was like a really good showcase for the appeal of the Wii, which was that basically anyone could pick it up and know what they were doing. And this is sort of another game like that. You're going to be able to explain that game to anyone in 10 seconds, and it's going to be a little bit of fun. Who doesn't want to do this sort of quick draw thing? So hopefully I'll, get my nan to play that at Christmas or whatever it is.
Queen Mum.
Yeah.
So it was okay. I'm a bit more interested because there's some interesting tech.
Yeah.
But disappointed in the games. Yeah. As they stand.
Yeah.
I'm
also pleased that they've got a share button on it as well, which was something I suspected they weren't going to do. And it only takes screenshots at the moment, but they say, okay, in the future it's going to be able to take videos as well.
Yeah, that is nice.
We're friends on PlayStation Network, so you know how much I like to sort of take little clips and post them. I'm hoping that that won't be sort of locked into Nintendo's ecosystem. It won't be them, they're scrapping the Miiverse, but I hope this lets you post it to YouTube and Twitter rather than just Nintendo's pre-described, video sharing service.
Yeah, which could be quite a sort of niche corner of the game.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, until 3rd of March, I suppose.
I feel like I'm sure I'm going to probably pick one up before, maybe not before the end of the year, but before the middle of next year. I think I'll probably end up buying a Switch. Mostly for the new Mario game, but hopefully there'll be other stuff coming out on it by then.
Yeah, hopefully. Mm. Well, I'm sure there will.
Yeah.
Almost definitely, I think.
Yeah, well.
There will be new games. Be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah.
But I'm not particularly excited. Just watching with interest at the moment.
Yeah, I think same.
Okay. And with that, we should end it. Here endeth the argument. We didn't really argue again.
No, we didn't. we did more than usual, but still not much.
No. Yeah. So until next time, Drew.
Yeah. Cheerio. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you enjoyed the podcast, you can find us on GameIndustry.com in the podcast section under Argue the Toss. And from there, you can find all the places that that you can listen to us. We've got all sorts. We've got SoundCloud. You can find us on YouTube. We have an RSS feed into your chosen podcast player.
Oh, we're on iTunes. If you give us a rating and you subscribe, it actually really helps the show. So we'd really appreciate it. Simple as that.
Yep.
Okay, so chat to you soon.
Yeah.
The Tossers.
Yeah. Oh, God, are we calling them that?